Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So Valentine's Day just passed, and I saw some of the most beautiful Instagram posts, Facebook posts, of like how rooms were decorated, dinners that couples went on, and trips that they took. It was actually one of those days where I didn't necessarily hate the day like I typically do. I'm not really big on a lot of holidays. And I'll mention before, like since my grandmother passed, holidays don't really do it for me. And I've never really been big on Valentine's Day anyway, at least not since I was a kid, because I never really celebrated it. I never really got to celebrate Valentine's Day. But this year, it was different. Like, I felt like I was going to be in a funk because I am not with anyone right now, and I wasn't going to get to necessarily enjoy feeling loved on Valentine's Day. And surprisingly, it wasn't like that. I've actually grown a lot in the last year, and I can say that because on Valentine's Day last year, I was stood up by the person that I was with. And I just knew, like, moving forward, it was literally going to be one of those. I had a strong, strong hatred for the holiday. But as this year rolled around, like, I didn't feel anything. I was excited for my girls who are in relationships. And I was excited to see them celebrate with their significant others, and it made me happy just seeing that they were happy. But Valentine's Day isn't always easy for everybody. And when I say easy for everybody, I mean it's not always easy for those who are yearning to be loved and want to be loved so bad that they will do any and everything for the love that they feel that they deserve, even if it means neglecting themselves or putting themselves in harm mentally, emotionally, or physically, just to say that they have someone. So I'm fortunate that I am not in that space and that I didn't get to that space, but there are a lot of people who went through Valentine's Day this year, and it was rough for them. And as I'm going through this journey, and I'm still healing, I'm still learning new things about myself, I'm still figuring out different ways to love me every day. A couple of the affirmations I shared last week have been on my mind heavy, and I've been saying them every day, a few times a day. One is, I'm a magnet for prosperity, abundance, and wealth. And it's simply saying, I deserve these things, so I will have all of these things. I will prosper. I will be abundant in more ways than one. I will be wealthy in more ways than one. And I have to keep telling myself that, because if I don't tell myself that, you fall into that negative thinking. And when you think negatively, 9 times out of 10, you speak negatively. And speaking negatively leads to negative outcomes in your life. So even with the holiday and being by myself, I had to repeat these affirmations, and I felt good because I know that when it's my time, it'll be my time. I can't rush the process. I can't force it. I just have to let things be what they'll be. And being patient and saying that things will get better. Not that things are horrible for me now, but being patient and understanding that things will get better in time. And that I will have everything that I desire and everything that I deserve in time made me have a different outlook on Valentine's Day. I honestly thought like I was going to be upset and cranky and moody all day and being a hater in essence, like, oh, well, Valentine's Day should be every day and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't me. Granted, I do believe Valentine's Day should be every day with the person that you love. I'm not saying that you have to get roses and big ass teddy bears and boxes of chocolates every day. But I feel like, you know, you should express your love for the person that you're with regularly. It shouldn't be just one day out of the year where you decide to show the world that you love this person or show them that you love them for that matter. I feel like every day you should go through life, if you're in a relationship, loving on one another. And I got to see that this year, not only on social media, but in person to a certain extent with my girlfriends. Like, I got to help pick out outfits for them. And, you know, I got to see videos of how they were decorating the rooms, and they asked for my input, like, what should I do? How should I wear my hair? Do you think this person will like this? Or what about this? Like, I got to be a part of it. And I never in a million years thought I would be a part of helping, you know, plan or give ideas for someone else's Valentine's Day. Like, I always thought that one day I would be like enjoying the fruits of Valentine's Day. And I do think it'll happen one day. I think that there's still a lot of healing that I need to do in order for me to even be open in that sense, of allowing somebody into my space and then creating that type of magic. And right now I'm not. But I understand that I'm not. And I think because I understand that I'm not ready for it, I don't hate it when I see it on other people. It was actually beautiful this year. Like, I got to, like I said, I got to see different things. And now I have ideas of what I want to do whenever the time is right. It's all a matter of being patient and understanding that where you are now is not necessarily where you'll be days from now, months from now, years from now. It just takes time, and it takes a lot of healing to be in a space in which you're ready to accept everything that love has to offer. A lot of us are still healing from childhood traumas, and some of us that are healing from those childhood traumas look at Valentine's Day, and if it's not exactly what they think it should be, they'll revert into the shell and go back to feeling unloved or feeling unwanted, which in turn triggers the abandonment issues that they may have suffered with as a child. Because there's so much emphasis on this particular holiday. And if you don't take the time to heal yourself every holiday, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, the holidays that you're typically with the people that you love, you are always going to feel some type of way. And I've been on this journey now to where certain things don't really bother me. Christmas is hit or miss, but holidays like this don't really faze me. Like, I can't wait till I'm able to really celebrate it. I think it's going to be beautiful, but I know it takes time and I'm not in a rush. With everything else that I have going on inside of me, I want to be able to love someone without hurting them, because I still have hurt that I have to heal from. I am honestly really surprised that I've handled all of this the way that I have, because when you are working on yourself and you see others in a place that you want to be, it can sometimes be triggering. It could sometimes take a toll on you, because you'll start to wonder, like, why am I not here, or why not me? If you look on Instagram, under a lot of posts that have to do with love and relationships, you'll see a lot of people comment, Lord, it's me again, or hey God, real quick. And then they ask for something, but they ask for things that they aren't ready for. And for me, I know everything that I've asked for so far, I didn't receive it until I was in a place in which not only my mind was ready for it, but my heart was ready too. We often tell ourselves, like, this is what I want. I want the house. I want the kids. I want the car. I want 6 vacations a year. I want this. I want that. And it's like, if you aren't ready for it, you're not going to get it. I've even had my girlfriends tell me, like, there was a time in my life where I was just like, everything has to happen now. I have to be married. I have to have kids. I have to have this dream job. And I had to slow down and realize that, yeah, I wanted to be married, but mentally I wasn't ready to be married. Mentally, I hadn't healed what hurt me in my younger days. And I was still bringing baggage into my relationships. And I'm not saying that you're going to go into every relationship with no baggage, or you will go into relationships and not ever be triggered, not ever feel some type of way. But I'm saying you can go into a relationship and be to a point where you understand your triggers. You understand that what happened to you in the past is not who you are today. And although I don't know everybody that, you know, I saw post pictures of their day, I would like to think that they are in that place. However, some people fake the funk for the internet. But I know for me, I don't want to do that. I don't ever want a holiday to consume me to the point where I have to have the lavish gifts, the roses, the lengthy Instagram posts, and I'm living a lie. That's not healthy. So this year, I really got to sit back and I got to see, yes, this is what I want. Yes, I'm doing what I need to do to get there. Yes, it's going to take time. Yes, I am worthy of being loved. Yes, I am worthy of loving myself, because if I don't love me wholeheartedly, no one else is going to love me. Yes, I understand that because I want something so bad, I have to do the work. And if I don't do the work, it's not going to happen. And if I don't do the work and it does happen, it's going to crumble. But it's been a good couple days for me. It's been a really good couple days for me. I hope everyone listening either enjoyed their Valentine's Day with their significant others, or they enjoyed their Valentine's Day with themselves. Love is love, whether you love someone else, whether you're loving on yourself. But if you are loving on yourself, don't take it personal. Don't let it eat you up inside. Get out of your head and thinking that you don't deserve love and that you are unworthy of love, because you are. Repeat to yourself, I am a magnet for prosperity, abundance, and wealth. And be patient and understand that things will get better with time. That's all I got for y'all this week, and I'll catch y'all next week.